It's great to have you here today as we end the week together with one another. And as we begin, let me read our text from the Bible's Gospel of John, chapter 10. This is John chapter 10, verses 10 through 14. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. We've covered most of this. Today I just want to talk with you about verse 14, but before we get there, let me remind you that Jesus says that he is the good shepherd. And as the good shepherd, Jesus lays down his life for the sheep. We who believe in Christ by our faith alone are the sheep. Then Jesus juxtaposes, he contrasts himself as the good shepherd to the bad shepherd, the false shepherd, and Jesus calls the bad shepherd a hired hand. By this, Jesus is speaking to those who practice Christian ministry, not because they genuinely love Christ and want to serve others, but because they love money. Hired hands are those who appear to be engaged in pastoral or shepherding ministry, but instead have a secret motive, financial gain. These are people who present themselves as good shepherds, but indeed are evil fake shepherds, and there are many of them around today. The hired hand never cares about the sheep. He is only there, supposedly shepherding, for what he can get out of it. And again, this is personal financial gain. This is how these charlatans operate. Jesus is wise to point them out to us. And here's a necessary way for me to apply what Jesus is saying. Be careful who pastors you and who teaches you. Like you, I also turn on the radio, some podcasts, the internet, and from time to time the TV, and listen to and watch these supposed preachers and teachers. But I do so with a very discerning and critical eye and ear. Many of them are asking you for your money. They've got these mega churches, they call them. If you listen carefully, they preach about financial prosperity and how God's going to bless you if you have enough faith and will give to God by giving to them generously. To them generously. Be a generous giver to my ministry, they say, and you'll see God return favor to you. Perfect health, a big home and a nice car, the latest in fashion to clothe your body. They're slick. They're salesmen. They're very gifted at public speaking, and they themselves are always looking really good, most often physically fit and decked out in the best clothes that money can buy. And they say, you can be like me. You can have what I have. Just do what I did. And they push a religious version of a get-rich-quick scheme. Oh, and by the way, they'll warn you against listening to people like me. They'll tell you I lack faith, that I do not understand the scriptures and all God can do for us, all the quote-unquote ways God wants to bless you. But it's not me they need to be afraid of or bothered by. It's Jesus. Jesus is the one who said, he who is a hired hand. And Jesus clearly, as the good shepherd, protects us against the bad shepherds. He stands between us and the hired hand, and Jesus defends us. So don't go for these charlatans. Go for a simple, quiet, faithful shepherd. And by shepherd, I mean an under-shepherd to Christ. That's what a pastor is. Pastors and teachers of the Word of God ought to be people who genuinely care for you and love you and lay down their lives for you. They're not in ministry for money. They're in ministry, as Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 5, to shepherd the flock of God, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness. They are in ministry to love and serve Jesus and to love and serve you. And so I am very supportive of the local pastor in a small church somewhere that few know about. Most importantly, he faithfully preaches, teaches, and lives the Word of God. He practices what he preaches. He's a servant with little recognition, no website, very few followers on social media, no invitations to be a national or international conference speaker, humble and gentle. When you are sick and are admitted to the hospital, he's there. When you have a crisis, this shepherd comes alongside you and prays with you and for you. He doesn't have a fancy car or demand a big office. He looks you straight in the eye and listens when you talk. Yes, he accepts the salary your church offers so that his family can survive, but there aren't negotiations with the elders or other spiritual leaders. He's not constantly talking about how to boost your own personal finances, sort of, if you give God this, I guarantee you God will give you that. I'm talking about under-shepherds of the great good shepherd, Jesus. I'm talking about the sincere person of God. That's the kind of pastor-teacher you want. Seek one like this. And I will say the same thing about discerning who you listen to on radio and online. Look, many sincere shepherds do ask for financial donations on their programs. They have to. Otherwise, they could not be on the air. I respect that. And I personally give to the ministries that I listen to. Wherever I receive the best and most faithful teaching of the biblical text is where I send my support. We ought to do all we can to keep these godly people on the air. But there are others, the hired hands, that we ought to stop giving to so they go off the air. Now, if you haven't a clue about what I'm saying here today, then good. Do not worry about it, because that most likely means that you are not being taught or led by such hired hands. But I know that many of you who turn on a station like this and listen throughout the day and night will eventually hear false teachers, fake shepherds, hired hands. And I want you to hear the clear warning that Jesus gives all of us about them. John chapter 10 and verses 12 and 13. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep. Watch out. Be on alert. Sheep in the pasture of God. Follow the good shepherd and trust that Jesus will protect you and meet the great need that you have for security against such bad shepherds. Whenever I think of Jesus' protection over us, I remember Psalm chapter 78 and verse 72. So he shepherded them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them with his skillful hands. That's Psalm chapter 78 and verse 72. Yes, this refers to David, but David was a type of Christ. And so this can be read as referring to Christ. Indeed, Jesus, who has everything we need within himself to give to us, uses the integrity of his heart and the skillfulness of his hands to keep us safe from the wolves and wolves who are dressed up in sheep's clothing. And so this brings us to the last verse of our text, and that is John chapter 10 and verse 14. Let me read this again for us. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. The key word here that you want to get circled in your Bible is the word know. K-N-O-W. Know. And to be concise, this word is reflective of a love relationship. What Jesus is saying is that I love my own, and my own love me. And of course, as we have been saying, his own are his sheep. Genuine believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, Christians. But also, by stressing the love Christ has for his people, Jesus is saying that he does not love those who reject him as their shepherd. And let me be sure to show you this in the Bible. Let's go back to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 7. Let me read Matthew 7 and verse 21. In this passage, Jesus is talking about how we are accepted into the kingdom of heaven. How is it that we have entry to heaven? And Jesus answers in these words. Listen now to Matthew 7, verses 21 to 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. This is a very important text of Scripture, because in it Jesus says who he will accept into heaven. And it is not everyone who claims to be a spiritual leader of some sort who enters. the ones who do the will of Father God who is in heaven. But who cannot enter heaven? It's the hired hands from John 10. It is those who say, we prophesied, we cast out demons, and we performed miracles. Listen to verse 23. Jesus will say to them, I never knew you. The word knew, K-N-E-W, is the same Greek word for know in John chapter 10 and verse 14. Jesus is going to say to those who appear to have been good shepherds, appear to have been true teachers, I never loved you. I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. They will not enter. So in our main text, John 10, verse 14, when Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me, he means I have a love relationship with my sheep. I am the good shepherd, the true shepherd, and they are my sheep, my true sheep. But in Matthew 7, verse 23, using the same Greek word for new, Jesus is saying the hired hands, the one who presented themselves as being genuine under shepherds, but were just in it prophesying, casting out demons, and supposedly performing miracles for the money, these will not enter heaven. Wow, what an indictment against the false, the fake shepherds. And now let me conclude by circling back to the whole reason we got into John 10 and today Matthew 7. There is nothing you need that God does not have within himself to give to you. Jesus is self-existent. He is self-sufficient. Within himself, he meets our needs. The I am statements of Jesus that we have looked at this week and the time we spend in the details of this one in particular, I am the good shepherd, show us beyond a shadow of a doubt the self-existent nature of God. Notice that Jesus is the good shepherd. That is true of all these metaphors. Because Jesus says, I am, that means that whatever he then describes is who he actually is. And when you come back next time, we'll conclude this series together and move on in our pursuit of knowing who God is.